Blog Talk Radio.
When your customers call, the last thing you want them to hear is this.
Please hold. Your call is important to us.
Introducing OneTalk from Verizon. Now your desk phone and smartphone can work together on one number, so customers can find you wherever work takes you. And you can put your customers first, not on hold. Click the banner to learn more about OneTalk and see why more small businesses choose Verizon. Because in business, better matters. OneTalk capable desk phone must be purchased from Verizon to support some of these features. Results based on third-party study.
Blog Talk Radio.
Report. As always, we open up in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. and messengers of God to ever live. We speak about none other than our leader, teacher, and guide for these final days of judgment, the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad. And we greet all of our listening and viewing audiences with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise in the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you. We say to you all in both their names with love, As-salamu alaykum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com and also formerly SalamJournal.com and SalamJournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family out there, to you all, As-salamu alaykum, and welcome to another edition of the most powerful show for truth and the platform for black liberation and black unity. This is the Star and Crescent Report, and our show today is titled, When the Lights Go Out, Will You Be Ready? This has a lot of significance of what is taking place today in America and also around the globe, because things are happening at breakneck and lightning speed. But I want to say this to you, brothers and sisters, who are listening to the show today. So we may have technical glitches and technical problems today, because I've had them trying to get to the radio show, to do the show itself, and I've seen as the intro is coming on that people are being disconnected. Dozens of people are being disconnected. Again, I say to you who haven't heard this before, but the regular listeners will know this already. If you get disconnected, call in. If they block you from calling in, please wait a second or two, maybe up to 10, 15 seconds, and try to call back in. If you are able to, get on your computer and listen. And those of you who get disconnected via URL, refresh your screen and try it again, and let's go for the start, okay? Brothers and sisters, the show is titled, When the Lights Go Out, Will You Be Ready? There are so many things that are happening today, and I want to share with you a lot of the clips from some of these different sources about what they see happening and what they see coming. And I'm trying to bring it home to you that everything is interconnected. I've been telling you these things for 7 years on the air, over 7 years on the air. I've been telling you this. The problem with most people is they compartmentalize the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and most people can't get the depths of what he's saying because you are compartmentalizing and you're separating different parts of the teachings when the people need dots to be connected so that they can see the bigger picture of what is coming, what is happening, what is underway, and where you should be in this great time of tribulation, war, and civil insurrection and excitement. Okay? Did you see what happened in Australia 2 days ago? And up to today, half of Australia's power grid was knocked down due to massive earthquakes. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I have an article on the Hiram 1555 blog. I don't know if it's 100 or 700, but California, up and down the coast of California for the last 7 days, whether it has been shaking or whatever, they have been hit with earthquakes, over 100, I know for sure, in the last 7 days. Oklahoma has been trembling. The whole grid, as I said, in Australia went down with half of the country. Puerto Rico's grid went down. You're not seeing what's going on. All of this is happening at a time when they're saying they're seeing more solar activity going on. They're seeing more solar storms. They're seeing more volcanic and tectonic shifts going on in the earth. This is the time that the Bible prophesied that we should expect the presence of God to be known and made manifest to the people. we are witnessing the manifestation of the glory of God. Brothers and sisters, this is a beautiful time. This is a beautiful time for those of you who are listening, who are trying to awaken to the fact that the white man, his world, his system, his military and economic might is being destroyed, and he is being brought to his knees in abject poverty and disgrace, and he's mad as hell. As I told you on the show, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that this devil, as he loses everything, he will try to strike at his slaves within America. Don't you see that going on right now? As China and Russia and Iran are moving away from the dollar central world, and as all of these nations are bucking up against America, from the Philippines to Vietnam, as they're bucking up against what was once a dominant power, the so-called global juggernaut or superpower, America. At home, she has armed her military forces. I say military forces because the police are no longer the police. They have MRAPs, right? They have assault rifles, right? They have drones. This is a paramilitary force. Why is that? Because they see something within our own borders that will be catastrophic for the American Republic in the coming days, weeks, months, and years. And they're trying, they know that they're stretched around the world. So they will have no recourse to call in the military as the wars in the Middle East and North Africa, the MENA area, explode, as the wars in Asia explode, and as America go head to head with Russia and Europe. This is a beautiful time to be a follower of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. You know, I was talking to my mother the other day. We were sitting down and we were having coffee at her house. And we normally do that almost every day before my day gets started. I go by there and we have coffee. And my mom said that as I was talking about what was going on, she said this. She said, everything that Brother Saladin told you that the messenger said is happening. Now, she knew that. She recognized it because every time Brother Saladin would tell me something, I would go back and try to tell my family. I was a young boy. I was trying to tell them certain things. And at the time, there was a block on them, and they didn't understand, so they would laugh at me. But now my mom is one of the greatest supporters of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. She recognizes the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to be the last and the greatest messenger of God. We didn't see that 15 years ago or 20 years ago or past that. But this is how God brings about all things. Okay? So when we're looking at these things, you may not understand them as they unfold. This is why I'm patient in what I see going on, because it was taught to me. And it was taught to me what to expect. And when I see these things happen, what next to expect. So we're watching America unravel, and she's going after you within her borders. Now, I want to say this to you, brothers and sisters, who may not have gotten this teaching. Whether you're Muslim or not, I want to share this insight with you. It may seem a little futile or nothing to you, but it will save your life in this time of great tribulation and chaos. Brother Saladin told me that it was given to them in FOI class that the time would become so hard in America that you would have to, if you were going to meet, you would have to meet within your homes, because this devil would be so hurt and so outraged that he would move against you out there in the streets. And to stay off the street protesting at a time when the devil is catching hell around the world. Because if you think about this, you have your ex-slaves rising up in your midst, demanding such and such things, and you're losing it at home and you're losing it at abroad, and you were once the idol of the entire world, and now you're seeing everything be stripped away from you. This is why the white people in America are mad as hell. This is why they're trying to go with Trump to try to, as they say, remake America great again. Because they see everything that was a symbol of Anglo domination being removed from earth. And there will be a time of hard tribulation. You don't want to hear this, but I have to tell you this because this goes right along with the show. When the lights go out, will you be ready? This is not just talking about food and water. This is talking about spiritual and mental growth, too. Because you can have all the food you want, all the ammunition that you need, all of the water that you can drink. But if you're not prepared mentally and physically, you're gone. We look at the Rosetta Stone of truth. You know the Rosetta Stone lose your life in ignorance. And it's not just about your life. It's about your loved ones. It's about your nation. And I'm not talking about the nation of America. I'm talking about the black nation here in America that has been held captive by America for nearly five centuries. When the lights go out, will you be ready? So I was looking at all of these signs, and I'm seeing that America is catching hell, and she's losing her grip everywhere. Didn't we tell you that would happen? Isn't it ironic that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that Syria, that what they call Syria today, is one of the first nations that slaves were brought out of to America, black slaves, Syria. And isn't it ironic that this is where the empire has stalled at in her global fight to remain the dominant universal power on earth, right? Isn't that ironic? Isn't it ironic that the entire MENA area, that's Middle East, North Africa, MENA, the acronym, isn't it ironic that America is building up her troops there more and more? What did the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says? He says that God has said in the Bible that I will gather all nations into the valley of Jehoshaphat, and there will I plead with them to let my people go. And so the Bible tells us that God put hooks in their jaws, the nations. Listen, all nations. Now, when you look at the situation, Iran is a member of the non-aligned movement, which comprises, over 80 or more than 80 countries, all right, which is well over a third of them, or close to 40% or something like that of the nations of the earth. They're over there, right? Because Iran is not really a Middle Eastern nation. It's actually borders on Central Asia. But we called it a Middle Eastern nation. But anyway, this goes hand in hand because I'm going to play something about what's going on in America. Then we're going to tie it to the economics. Then we're going to flip back over to the military and the geopolitical part so that you can see the unfolding of prophecy and how it relates to you and how this relates to the fall of America. Babylon is falling. And if we run out of time, Saturday will be a part two because we've got to understand what is going on. This is crucial in this day and time that you get this, okay? So, if you look at the situation in Syria, and you look at the situation in Iraq, and you look at the situation in the surrounding MENA area, there's a great buildup of forces by the non-aligned movement, right? By NATO, which is the Anglo-Saxon power structure ran by America and Britain. Then you look at China and Russia, which comprises nearly close to two-thirds of the population of Earth with their Shanghai Cooperation Organization. What did he say? I will gather all nations into the Valley of Jehoshaphat, and there will I plead with them to let my people go. With the suffering of the Palestinians, they're not talking about them, but they will be direct beneficiaries of this move that is taking place. This is for you and I. We told you that China would make her entrance in Syria. Did we not say that on this show? Why did we say that? Brother Saladin and the other good brothers told us that the messenger said this. And we knew what to expect. We didn't hide it. We were sharing it with you because we were so confident in it, because we knew that these brothers had taught us so well of what the messenger taught. Right? And what did they say? China enters the fray with Syria. China enters into a strategic alliance with Russia and Iran. Is that not right? Did they not say that? So now we have MENA, we have NATO, and we have the Shanghai Cooperation Organization and the CIS, which is a group of nations. The CIS is a group of nations comprised of former Soviet states, the Soviet Union countries that were left over, that did not incorporate themselves into NATO. All of these are gathered there in a stone's throw of each other. And America is threatening the nations because she's not winning. She's losing at every turn. I want to go to the Holy Quran on this situation in a few minutes. Since I opened up the book and it was on the chapter of the Romans, I'm going to go in there in a second. But this is being done for mind. They have to do this. God put hooks in their jaws. China was behind the scenes, training and aiding Syria. But when America pushed herself into the South China Sea, China felt compelled now to come in the open and say, not only are we going to train them behind the scenes, we're going to arm them too. Now, debate. Because China's national security and territorial integrity was at stake, China had to push back. Because Russia's national security and national survival is on the line, she has to push back. Because Iran needs Syria to become and remain a relevant power in that region of the world, they have to push back. Because Israel, the occupying Zionist regime of the Palestinian lands, needs Syria to be Balkanized, she has to push against them. You see, this is how God draws them in, because so much is on the line here. The base is the geostrategic positioning of Syria. This means everything in the MENA area. And now, we're close to war. I've been telling you and telling you on this show that this stuff will and must take place, because God has to use these things to free you here at home. America is being exposed as a global hypocrite. As a matter of fact, the United Nations, which is under the thumb of America, right, has ruled, a UN committee has ruled that America must pay reparations to all descendants of ex-slaves. You know how America always struggles. They're in violation of international law. The UN says such and such. Then if they don't go with it, she bums the hell out of them. Well, guess what? The UN just made a recommendation that America pay reparations to all descendants of slaves. Right? Did America honor that? Has she mentioned that in the news? Is she talking about that? What about the justice? What about international law? Huh? See, she's been exposed as a global hypocrite for the entire world to see. Brothers and sisters, I ask you all, instead of all this foolishness that you listen to and read and write and party to, sometimes, get out of the mode of sport and play and research things. Just sit down. Like I do sometimes. Sometimes I just pick up a dictionary and I read. I just read it. I've been doing that ever since I was a teenager, reading dictionaries. But brothers and sisters, I want you to understand that the time is so important, so crucial, that if you are not positioning yourselves right, you will be the loser when the lights go out. And I know that you will not be ready if you are not spiritually rooted in the divine word of God. This is the number one essence of protection. I know they say, well, get your water, get your filtration units, get your food, get your this, get your ammunition, get your weapon. Get right with God. Number one, get right with your creator. Get right with the Savior. Get right with the Lord of the world. Get right with the originator of this incoming new heaven and new earth and new order. Because that will be the basis from which everything else springs. If you're not prepared that way, you can arm yourself to the teeth. Libya had 400,000 men in uniform, right? Tanks. Mirage airplanes, S-200 air defenses. Did that stop America from bombing? What about Iraq with a standing army of 1 million people? Did that stop? Pakistan has over 200 nuclear weapons. Does that stop America from droning them? Huh? So if this is happening like that, something is out of whack here. This shows that the military part of it is not the crucial part. You have nations that have their own fill the production of food, yet it has not brought them to a state of security, because they constantly have to spend more money and more money on weapons and on armament. So, of course, if you look at it this way, this cannot be the solution. The one thing all of them are lacking is suspicion to them. When the lights go out, will you be ready? So, as I was talking to you all, I was moving the books around, and the Holy Quran opened up, and I don't know where this is going to take us, but I'm going to read it, because every time I move something, and especially when I'm on air, if I look down at it, it's Allah guiding me to read this, and I'm going to read it whether you understand it or not, and whether it's a part of the show or not, because this is what God wants. Because if it was, it wouldn't open up to this page. So, in the Holy Quran, starting at 776, it reads, "It is Allah's promise. Allah would not fail in his promise. But most people know not. They know the outward of his world, of this world's life, but of the hereafter they are heedless. Do they not reflect within themselves? Allah did not create the heavens and the earth and what is between them, but with truth and for an appointed term. And surely most of the people are deniers of the meeting with their Lord. Have they not traveled in the earth and seen what was the end of those before them? They were stronger than these in prowess and dug up the earth and built on it more than these have built. And their messengers came to them with clear arguments. So it was not Allah who wronged them, but they wronged themselves. Then evil was the end of those who did evil, because they rejected the messages of Allah and mocked at him." Now, that goes right along with what we're talking about. America, you hear them always saying, the greatest and the richest power or nation in the history of the world. Well, right and wrong. They're the greatest and the richest power in the history of the white world, which has a time vacuum of roughly just a tad bit over 6,000 years. So when you look at it in Yaqub's world, yes. But when you look at the time span of the black nation, no. So the Quran says, have they traveled in the land or in the earth and seen what was the end of those before them? They were stronger than these in prowess and dug up the earth and built on it more than these have built. And their messengers came to them with clear arguments. So it was not Allah who wronged them, but they wronged themselves. By not adhering to justice, by not adhering to righteousness, by not giving freedom to those who deserve it. And every man, woman, and child born in God's creation is deserving of justice and freedom. And should be allowed to aspire to equal states of prosperity and success. But America's capitalistic system robs them from that from day one. America's racist system robs them of that from day one. So the Quran gives America and the Europeans a warning. Have you not traveled in earth yet? You think you're a power now. But I'm going to give you signs of nations that were greater in power and prowess than you are. And look at the end of them. This is a warning to these powers who have become inebriated with their policy and power and the way they have been able to command themselves and command the seas and the land and the water with military might. This is a warning to them. Yes, yes, yes. This is a warning to them, black man and black woman. But will America heed the warning? I think not. I don't think God wants her to heed the warning. I think he's given her this warning, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, so that she cannot say that you didn't warn us. You didn't give us every opportunity to free your people. You didn't give us every opportunity to do justice by your people, so that they would have no excuses when the finality of the judgment is reached. God offers them a way out by giving his people freedom in deeds. Freedom in deeds means giving them a territory that they can rule and live in according to the laws of justice and freedom out from under the oppressor, and out from under the oppression of the oppressor, and to help them to maintain themselves for 20 to 25 years. As we did with them when we first made them on the Isle of Patmos, or Pelon in the Bible. All right? The Bible says Patmos. I journeyed on the Isle of Patmos. He's talking about Yakub there. They even have a, if you go into the Aegean Sea over there by Greece on one of the islands, they even have a church called the Church of John. The Church of Yakub. The father of the white race. Where the white man was started. On Patmos or Pelon. Brothers and sisters, you've got to read, you've got to study this stuff. Because if you don't, the devil can easily throw snares in there and sweep you away in another direction. But, again, let's go back to something. I told you that the devil would try to beat you, try to kill you, and he would force suffering amongst the people. I want you to listen to this two-minute clip and look at the moans and cries of a little girl, black girl, as she's continually seeing our people being mowed down in the street, the police going free, and the black nation living in fear here in America. I want you to listen. This is necessary. And then when you see how necessary this is to listen to, you can then kind of get an understanding of why God is putting hell on America and her economy, why God is putting hell on America geopolitically. Because America will not do right by her ex-slaves. And if she won't do right by people who have been loyal to her and have given everything, even their breath of life, to maintain her independence and freedom, do you think that she will do right by nations that are thousands of miles away? Huh? I just want you to listen and reflect on this.
African Americans are treated differently from other people in the U.S. The message from a 9-year-old girl who has delivered a tearful speech at the Charlotte City Council in North Carolina. It comes after the police killing of Keith Scott in the city. Officers claim he was armed, but Scott's family disagrees, saying he was just reading a book when he was shot.
Are you saying that our fathers and mothers are killed and we can't even see them anymore? And we have tears and we shouldn't have tears.
Meanwhile, body cam footage of the policeman who shot unarmed Terrence Sterling in Washington, D.C. several weeks ago has now been released to the public. But the police officer, who has been identified as Brian Traynor, had his body camera turned off right at the moment that Sterling was shot. The camera, however, was turned back on again just moments later when the officer's partner attempted to administer aid to Sterling, who was bleeding in the street. And footage of some incidents has come to light long after they happened now. In the U.S. state of Georgia, a black man has filed a lawsuit against two police officers who tasered him while in jail. It took place a year ago, however, security camera video has emerged only now. A warning, you may find the following images disturbing. Carlos Seals received head injuries and then suffered a stroke. He was left with medical bills of more than $20,000. And police said in a report they had used a stun gun on him because he had become combative. However, Seal denies any of that. And we spoke to Solomon Kamisiong, activist and founder of the World News Show. He warns that such a racial issues are deep-rooted.
I'm just glad that it has been released and that the public is starting to see more and more of this stuff, that this is not coincidence that this happens to black people in America. Without a doubt, I definitely expect states like Georgia to try to do what they can to use the example of North Carolina to say, hey, we don't have to release this. Let's, you know, use our legal machinations to do what we can to prevent this from getting put out in the public. And that means that the general public has, and organizers, activists, and organizations in general need to, you know, double up our efforts on the ground to make sure that we can combat these laws, to make sure that these videotapes continue to be put out there for the public, for the families to see, so that there is more of a chance for justice to be meted out, hopefully, you know, on the other end.
First of all, the system is not predicated on giving you justice, not founded on giving you justice. And it has not been maintained by giving you justice. How the system has been maintained is by depriving you of justice. Because if it had given you justice, you would not be in the subjective position that you are in as a people here in America. Some of us, we believe that if we scream at the devil, he will change and stop being a devil. This is not the case. You, as one brother gave me an example a long, long time ago, brother. You can train an elephant from its birth to be a circus elephant. You can train a lion from its birth to be a circus lion. That doesn't make it a human being. You can put the clothes on him, and it doesn't make him a human being. And even as it has been deprived of its natural instincts, sooner or later, nature will take over, and it will become dominant over him. And that's why you see people, I don't know, it was just a docile animal, and it just lashed out and killed its trainer. It's an animal. It's a beast of the field. It's a lion of the jungle. That's what nature bid it to do. You just robbed it of it for a while until nature had built up enough power within it to awaken this sleeping giant. So it is with this devil. The devil is the devil, and the devil will do devilish things. Some of you say, well, not all of them. Well, we look at the snake kingdom. All right? The snake kingdom of the animal kingdom. You have coral snakes, you have rattlers, you have mambas, you have grass snakes, you have various poisonous snakes. Now, the grass snake is not poisonous, but it still has the nature to leap out and bite you, and it wishes that it had the same venom and poison as those that have it, but it doesn't, but it still slithers upon its belly, and it still leaves a crooked path whatsoever it may enter or go. This is the way it is with them. You don't want to accept this, but this is the truth, and we have mathematical proof. We have scientific proof, which proves it. We have historical proof. Who started World War I? Huh? Who started World War II? Who is stoking the flames of World War III? Who has started war in Africa and armed Africa to the teeth for these so-called tribal wars? Who started the wars in Asia? Who started them in Europe? Who started them on the continents of the so-called Americas and around the globe? Huh? Who robs people just because they have the power to do so, so that they can live in luxury and others die in the mud of despair and hopelessness? Talk back, Timmy. This is evidence. The history is a history of bloodshed and division. Look at how America goes overseas and tries to divide the Philippines and Taiwan against China. She tries to divide Japan against a natural brother, China. She tries to divide Vietnam against a natural brother. Look how they go and balkanize Africa and the Middle East. This is their nature, and their nature is what they will do. I'm going to go to the fall of America, but before I go there, I want to go back to something. This is a book. This was transcribed directly from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. This is the book called Self-Preservation is the First Law of Nature, all right? And the reason I want to read this to you is because we have to understand nature, okay? And this is just the intro. This is not the chapter, this is commentary, okay? So I would like to, you can order this on Amazon, or you can go over to the Highlands 1555 blog and order this, all right? But this is a direct translation from, and this is the best translation you'll get from a lecture given by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad titled Self-Preservation is the First Law of Nature. And he's a spiritual teacher, yet he's giving you thought, he's giving you power, he's giving you ammo, he's giving you education, and telling you to look at nature for a sign. Isn't that what the Bible tells you? Let us take nature as a sign. We're going to get into these clips shortly. So I want to start off with the commentary. All right? Give me a second. Everywhere we look and everything that we see marks the end of the world that we have known. From the cliffs of California to the caves of Europe. From the basin of the Amazon to the heart of the dark continent, trouble is brewing. And the commentary is by me, brothers and sisters. As was foretold to us through prophecy, the great God would come in person on the clouds, the confusions of the world, to break the power of this world and render judgment on those who belong to this world while redeeming his own who were held captive and exploited by the world. That time has now arrived. The Bible tells us to take nature for a sign. So reared by his open enemy, who is by nature his enemy. For nearly 5 centuries, we have not known our nature. We, the black nation, who are being firmly held captive by our merciless taskmasters, have been made to act in opposition to our natural way, which has caused death to our unity, death to our self-love, death to our growth as a people, and paralysis of doing for self. We have been made similar to that lion who is reared up by a zoo trainer. That lion is made to be other than what nature intended. He is trained for sporting play and to bow before something so much weaker than he is. This is the black man in America. His trainer, who has reared him up, captivates him with sporting play, which forces him to bow to something so much less than him. But he does not. He does so because he is not acquainted with his true self. But just as that cage lion in the zoo, every so often his essence, the very fiber of his being, his nature calls him innately to respond to what nature intended him to be, and he strikes out at the trainer. The time has arrived for that cage lion, the black man of America, to no longer just roar, march, and beg. Nature is demanding that he accepts who he is and unify with pride his own kind if he wants to survive. Listen closely, brothers and sisters. Give me two or three more minutes, because I want to read this whole thing to you. In nature, we see birds of various types like the crow, the vulture, the hawk, the sparrow, and the eagle. Some of the birds are killer hunters. Some are scavengers. But all of them are birds, nonetheless. Do they intermingle? No. Why? Because nature did not intend for them to. If they did, there would be chaos and confusion, fighting and killing. Stop right there. Look around the world, or just imagine the places around the world that have been intermingling, and look at the chaos, the confusion, and the wars. Okay? Now let us go further. Let us now examine the cats. We see panthers and tigers. We see cougars and jaguars. We also see cheetahs and lions. Do they crossbreed or integrate across marked territories? Absolutely not. War would be declared, but as long as each one stays within that which nature and geography gives them, they remain at peace and intact as a species. We could look at the ants, the insects, the monkeys, to the snakes. We could even point to the bears, right down to the fish of the sea. They all cling to their own kind. With the sounds of economic collapse being echoed across the valleys and the thunderclaps of war reverberating in the canyons and hills, of all these things are to force everyone to its own kind. Black man and woman in America, God will force a separation between you and your former slave masters. Remember the Bible's prediction that every branch must return to its own tree? This is what is now causing the great commotion that you see turning this wicked world upside down. It is you who must accept your own and return to being your true self. You must give up this foolish saying of yours. It doesn't matter if you're black or white. We're all humans. We bleed the same color blood. To that, I again point you to the birds, the cats, and the snakes. You may have a cobra, a garden snake, a rattlesnake, or a constrictor. Even though they are snakes, the one will kill the other if the other integrates. We are all humans, you say. This line holds no weight. Though hawks and sparrows are all birds, do they interact or crossbreed? No. Why? Because nature teaches them to preserve their own species. Now, you say, we all bleed the same color blood. This, too, is discredited when we ask, will you marry a dolphin or mate with a mountain goat? You say no. My reply is that we all bleed the same color blood, though. You see, common sense tells us not to mate with foreign species. Let's now apply this logic to the human species. With the world collapsing under the hand of divine judgment, will you continue to refuse to unite as a natural pride, or people to preserve our divine distinction of being direct descendants of the originator of the heavens and the earth? In other words, self-preservation is the first law of nature. And unless we come to this realization. We will never unify and rise out of this filthy mire that this devilish world cast us into. Wake up. Our future is at stake. That is the commentary of the book, Self-Preservation, The First Law of Nature. Because you are refusing to accept that line of thought, we are suffering untold misery here in America. And so God is bringing about civil war, insurrection. He's showing you the devil fully. Remember that God said that he would make known this man of sin to you fully so that you would not be able to deny this truth. So you're seeing it, and you're screaming for justice from a people who have never given you justice as a people. So what God does, God breaks their power economically. He breaks their power militarily. He brings them to the level of the slave. Isn't that what happened in the story of Lazarus? The rich man fell into the same condition that he had kept Lazarus in, right? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that is us, the black man and woman here in America. We fit this description. So when we look at the situation in America, we can understand why God now is uprooting their economic might, because they have used this to maintain white hegemony. They have used this to spread their tentacles around the world. They have used this to keep you a subjected people here in America. So God removes the base of their power, which is the economy. Let us listen to what they are saying about America. Economic power and what is going on behind closed doors. Brothers and sisters, I want you to pay close attention to this, okay? Because if you don't, you may be the loser. This is Gregory Mannarino.
Hey everybody, it's me, Gregory Mannarino. How are you today? It is Wednesday, September 28, 2016. People, frankly, I'm upset, and you're going to be as well when you hear what I'm about to tell you. Because something just happened. And no one's putting it into a perspective that needs to be explained. What am I talking about? Well, turn on any of the financial channels right now, and you're going to see something, frankly, spectacular in a way, in a very dark kind of way. Crude oil is up over 6% today. On the news that OPEC is going to be cutting production. Now, I want to put that into perspective so you can understand what actually is going on. On the back of this OPEC production cut, the stock market has vaulted higher. As I am doing this video, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up over 100 points. The financial sector is higher. Even Deutsche Bank, you've been hearing a lot about the European banks. Well, it's up like 3% right now. So who's benefiting right now from this production cut? Well, again, number one, it's OPEC. Beyond any your wildest imaginations, they are going to be reaping massive profits from this production cut, no doubt about it. And it's going to vault the stock market higher here. It's going to vault financial stocks higher here. That's just part of what's going on. This is a backdoor bailout, which you're paying for right now, of the banks. Okay, I have been explaining to you, for I don't know how long, that they will not allow crude oil to drop. They'll do anything and everything humanly and inhumanly possible to make sure crude oil does not fall. The banks are heavily, heavily invested in energy and leveraged into it as well. So forget about it. Forget about them taking losses. You're going to be paying for it because you're going to be reaching deeper into your pocket now to pay for gasoline or any kind of petroleum product. So number one, and I did a video about this a couple days ago. I said, you're in trouble, not the banks. Well, you're bailing out the banks right now. You're going to enrich the OPEC nations right now, including Saudi Arabia. And that's another part of what's going on right now. So we understand President Obama in his whatever you want to call it, did veto a bill which would have allowed victims of 9/11 to sue Saudi Arabia. Remember all that? Okay. The Senate just voted to override that. Do you think there's any coincidence here that the Senate now has voted to override President Obama's veto, so victims of 9/11 can go sue Saudi Arabia, and now OPEC decides to cut production, vaulting the price of crude oil. So basically, you're going to be paying for the outcome of any lawsuit here. I wouldn't be surprised if they cut further to punish you, okay? That's what they're going to do here. It's epic, okay? This is a backdoor bailout for the banks, vaulting the stock market higher, enriching the oil-producing nations out there, including Saudi Arabia, and I can promise you it's no coincidence that they're doing this right at this time. Do you think it's a coincidence? So be prepared to start paying a lot more for your gasoline, petroleum-based products here while you're enriching the OPEC nations, while you have just bailed out the banks because they won't allow crude oil to fall. They won't do it. So you're going to be paying for that as well. It's just incredible, people. It really is. Anyway, we can't do anything about it because no one's got any balls, frankly, to say anything about it. And you're going to hear this being spun in every direction humanly possible if you were to turn on the mainstream media. But these are the facts. These are the facts, and I've been saying this forever. They will not allow crude oil to fall. They do anything and everything to do that. The banks will do anything and everything to keep crude higher. Understand? And that is putting a bottom under the financial sector, completely under the energy sector right now. And again, who pays for all this? You do. You. How do you feel about it? You could either, play their game, or you could learn to profit from it. And how am I profiting from this? Despite the fact that, again, I'm
okay, thank you, Mikhail, thank you. The devil muted my mic. Thank you. I really appreciate that, Mikhail, because I've been talking to you all. But I want to say this. See, I told you we're going to expect this. But I'm glad that you all didn't just stop. Some of you got disconnected. Some of you may have hung up. Some of you may have logged off. But the devil cut you off? The devil didn't cut me off. I'm still on the show. I'm still on the show. Raise your hand if you hear me. Somebody raise your hand if you hear me. Okay? All right. Thank you. So I'm back. The devil... He muted my mic. This is what I was telling you at the beginning of the show. This is. Thank you all for, man, there's dozens of you raising your hands. Thank you all. I really appreciate that. So, what the devil did was cut me off with the microphone. And I'm speaking and teaching to you why this thing is going on, why I'm thinking I'm live, and because it's showing me that my mic is unmuted. But at the same time, my mic was muted. But it's something. This is what we expect. I'll have my wife to go back and edit the show and take the dry part or the dead part out of the show later, okay? So that when you listen to it again, you won't have to go through that dry part or the dead space on the air. She'll do this probably sometime this week. But anyway, I want you to understand what is going on. Allah has destroyed this devil's economy. He's uprooting the devil's economy. He's removing the devil... power to wage war against you first and then the nations around the world. And as I was saying, and I don't know if you heard this part because the devil was messing with the mic, but I was as Gregory Mannarino was talking, I was listening to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad in my head and how he said that God would destroy America's power and her economy and her ability to make war and make her be engaged in several wars to destroy her economy and her power. See, America thinks she's in these wars to maintain her power, which that's what she's delusional about. But she's in these wars because God has thrown her in these wars so that he can destroy her power by degrees from which she cannot perceive. After decades of war, her military stands open for Russian them to destroy. Her economy stands open for China them to destroy. economic power. She cannot exert herself politically over you. So, as I was saying earlier, and I'm thankful for all of you listeners who are logging back on and who are calling back in. Earlier, I spoke about the UN and how they were talking about slavery and how America should pay reparations. Remember that for this UN, which is run by America, to do this, this is an embarrassment and a disgrace to America. And remember, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that Allah would force America to suffer international disgrace. So I want to take time real quick, and I want to read part of this because I found it, and I'm going to read it off of my smartphone while I'm talking to you all, because the devil may knock the screens down on all both of the laptops here, okay? So listen, the title is called UN Calls for Slavery Reparations as Legacy of Racial Terrorism. Listen what the UN called what America has done and continues to do to you and I. As the legacy of racial terrorism lives on in the U.S. Now, is that something? That they're calling what America has done to us and is doing to us terrorism. And didn't the U.N. give Russia and other nations the ability to fight terror whatsoever it is? Huh? So, we can justify other nations intervening into America's sovereign affairs because the UN has designated the actions that America has taken against black America as racial terrorism. Okay? So, let us understand what this means. The word terrorism means the use of violent acts to frighten the people in an area as a way of trying to achieve a political goal. Nobody fits that description better than America, right? So, let's go into the article. A United Nations group is calling for the U.S. to pay reparations to black Americans for a legacy of enslavement, racial subordination and segregation, racial terrorism, and racial inequality in the U.S. The United Nations Working Group of Experts on People of African Descent gave their report to the UN Human Rights Council on Monday. Their findings, based on a January tour of several U.S. cities with sizable black populations, including Chicago, Baltimore, New York, the Jackson, Mississippi area, and D.C. UNWPEG, I guess that's what they call it as an acronym, it says, reported that there remains systematic, stop right here. Remember the last live show we did and some Negro called in saying that there's nothing to impede black people in America, there's no racial blocks to stop you? Remember that? Now, either he's right or the United Nations is right. Listen what they say about this. It says, UNWPEG reported that there remain systemic obstacles that prevent black Americans from taking advantage of the full spectrum of constitutional human rights. So either that guy had his facts, his statistics wrong, or the UN has their own. But let's go further. I dare you. Despite substantial changes since the end of the enforcement of Jim Crow and the fight for civil rights, ideology ensuring the domination of one group over another continues to negatively impact the civil, political, economic, social, and cultural rights of African Americans today. Stop right. Haven't I been saying that? Huh? So now you get a full view of what I'm saying. Now this guy who called in the last show, I hope he's listening, because you're wrong, black man. You are, as I said, you have been indoctrinated, inculcated with the mind of your oppressor. You are suffering from Stockholm disease. Well, you identify with your oppressor more so than your people who are suffering just like you are. You are going into la-la land. And this shows me that when the lights go out, you will not be ready. So it goes further and says this. The report noted ongoing incidents of police violence and criminal justice policies, praising the recent end to stop and frisk in New York City and the removal of criminal history questions from job applications. The report also highlighted efforts by the Chicago city government to hold officers accountable for extrajudicial judicial killings in the wake of the death of Laquan McDonald, which we have yet to see. But anyway, he says, the group stressed the need for the U.S. to critically address, and alarming, and they put quotation marks around the word alarming, number of police killings, comparing them to the lynchings of the past, and liking the statistics, as Mr. Mann had called in. You hear this? They're talking about what? Statistics. The statistics to the overrepresentation of blacks in the criminal justice system. Now, this is the United Nations. Huh? I can go further, but I won't. I just wanted to give you a heads up on this. All right? This is what's going on. While we have our head in the sand, America's being exposed in every area where she once enjoyed unrivaled power. She's being brought to her knees in abject disgrace and poverty, the same thing that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us that would happen. And it's now happening. And with this going on, think about this. The organization that she founded and she built and that she runs mostly has now come out against her, against the mistreatment, the terrorism, right, that she uses against black people here in America. Her economy is imploding. Her dollar is being rejected. She's being booted out of the MENA area. She's being beat in Asia. She's being prepped for war with Russia and Europe. And you are at home rising up. She's going to get mad and start killing more and more and more and more and more and more. And you're going to see the blood shedder in full view. This is one of the reasons the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us not to take part in the protest. It wasn't that he didn't care about the people. It's that he knows the nature of the devil. And he knows the signs of the time. And he understands that when this devil is sitting trapped and his back against the wall, he's going to lash out at you. This is a loving leader who wants to protect the health and the lives of the people whom he wants to lead. When the lights go out, will you be ready? Let's go further. So with this said, now we go into more economic news. I want to go because there are so many signs of American decay, rot, and economic collapse. Signs will become more apparent. The decay will become more grotesque. The stench of her rotting corpse will become unbearable in the coming weeks, months, and years. She is in total decline, and she's fallen, never to rise again. And we see signs, and they are warning you of these signs of an imminent doom and collapse of the American Republic. I want you to pay close attention to this 3-minute clip.
Financial news. Now we are seeing more and more signs that this economy is deteriorating very, very quickly. We talk about real estate. We talked about retail. We talked about unemployment, corporate defaults, the auto bubble, the student loan bubble, derivative bubble. And what we're seeing right now is foreign investors, they're drying up. They're not putting their funds into real estate. It's drying up in Vancouver, Australia. It's drying up in the United States. And we can see the people are sitting on the sidelines. They got wiped out in 2008. They never recovered. Many people have gotten laid off since then during this incredible recovery, which we know is non-existent. And we're starting to see billionaires, millionaires and billionaires. Well, they're having problems for themselves. Are they running out of money? No, but we can see different signs of what is happening. Greenwich, which I think everyone knows, is a very, very wealthy area. It's a prosperous community in America. And there's one out of every 10 hedge funds in the country that is managed there. And people go and they purchase their exotic cars, their jewelry, they get their jewelry, and they buy these gigantic mansions. But what we're seeing in this area is things are declining there, which is odd. But this is exactly what we're seeing. There's a dealer in Greenwich which says they have this S-Class coupe Mercedes-Benz that's about $250,000. And they're saying for 6 months, it's just sitting there. There's no takers. Nobody even coming in to get it. Diamonds, that are usually bought, well, they're just sitting there. People aren't coming in. When we look at the mega mansions in Greenwich, well, the prices are collapsing. Contracts for homes between $5 million and $5.99 million, well, they're down 80%. I mean, many are trying to sell their real estate holdings. As of September 14th, there were 46 homes at $10 million or more on the market, some that have been on the market since 2014. They can't move them. And we've seen this in other places like the Hamptons, New York, San Francisco, and it's spreading. It kind of reminds you of something. It reminds you of 2008, prior to this. And we can see the situation is actually deteriorating very, very quickly, because this will then trickle down to everyone else.
Again. It is imploding, and it is imperative that you understand the seriousness of the situation, because, as he says, this will trickle down. And who's at the bottom? Who bears the burden? And who, when this thing collapses, if you're not prepared, receives most of the weight? You! So you've got to prepare yourself mentally and spiritually and physically, as well as financially, and as well as with supplies. You've got to get your whatever, your medicines or what you have, your water, your food, all of these things that you have, lights, lanterns, generators, or whatever you may want to get. But let me tell you something. If you get these things and you are not prepared to take this, your heart will stop from what you're going to see, because this is going to be a troublesome and terrible time, because they're telling you that this will be worse than the Great Depression. And remember, at the time of the Great Depression of this white man, most of those people survived because they had gardens and they had little to no debt per se themselves. But the whole thing has been flipped upside down now. Most people need grocery stores. And when this thing shuts down, the trucks will stop. The grocery markets will shut down because they only have enough food for, what, 1 to 2 weeks at the most. When the credit system shuts down, the entire system seizes up. Mr. Holt told you that. I think Jim Holt, I think that's his name, Jim Holt. He told you that the system, the credit system is seizing up. China is dumping billions of U.S. dollars. Russia is dumping billions of U.S. dollars. All of these nations are quietly dumping dollars, and they're going for bilateral trade deals and currency swap deals. So when this thing goes down, you're going to see multitudes of printed dollars come back and flood the U.S., causing hyperinflation. This is what Muhammad says. And then the money or the currency will be in the streets, Muhammad says. And you'll barely be able to get anything with this money because it'll be worth nothing. But this is a blowback to America on how she depreciated and destroyed the Zimbabwean dollar for them exercising a bit of independence. Her and Britain and France and Europe sanctioned Zimbabwe and destroyed the economy, destroyed their currency that was at one time trading at on par with the U.S. dollar. They destroyed it because they wanted an uprising to overthrow Mugabe, because Mugabe was for the people and by the people. So they do everything they can to destroy the government of the people, for the people, by the people, because this is a government for corporatocracy. That's what it is. And it's a government for fascists, and it's a government for white supremacy, and it is a government that is being uprooted by the divine decree of God who has come to us in person. I want you to listen closely to the next clip. I'm going to try to get as many clips as I can before, because I know we probably going to have to do a part two. But I want you to listen to this next one. And like he said, the signs of the collapse are getting worse, and we're seeing the rot on a daily basis. So pay close attention. This is 2 minutes.
Someone else. And we can see that other individuals outside of the wealthy areas, they're already having the problems. They've already seen the problems. They've already seen their relatives, their friends get laid off, where they can't find another job. And this is continuing It has not stopped. So everything they've told us going back to 2008, going back to 2012, 2013, 2015, where Europe and the United States saying that everything's improving, if everything is improving, why are we seeing everything contracting? It makes no sense. For instance, in the last 60 years, the U.S. economy has never suffered such a long contraction in core durable goods. We have now declined for 20 months. When we've seen this before, we are officially in a recession. Well, we are now in a recession. Now, the United States government central bankers, they're not going to admit to this. They don't admit to it until much, much later. They're just going to keep the illusion alive that we're in a recovery. We're seeing declines in all different sectors. 5.8% drop in computer new orders. 0.5% drop in machinery. 0.5% in fabricated products. 2% drop in communication equipment. 2.5% in electrical equipment. But, which is amazing, we see a 23.6% surge in defense capital good new orders. Well, it's really not surprising. We know the government is continually purchasing. We know they're hiring. And the government makes up a large portion of the economy. And the government is in debt. $20 trillion in debt. And if you count everything else, it's around $200 trillion.
Million, and when the global debt went up, they said between 65 and 75 trillion. I'm excuse not million, but trillions, right? Now, if America's lowest estimate of her real debt is 200 trillion, and the global economy is between 65 and 75 trillion, then all of the nations together can't pull America out of this. When Humpty Dumpty falls off this wall, all the king horses and all the king men will not be able to put Humpty Dumpty back together again. This is why the book tells us that in the day of her downfall, no one was able to aid thee. This is scripture. God is moving against America. You've got to see the light of this stuff. Are you preparing for when the lights go out? Will you be ready? You better double time, put those McDonald's dishes away and all that fast food away, and start doing for self in a way that will secure your livelihood when this thing takes place. It can happen at any time. We're going to another clip real quick. I'm going to try to get in as many as I can before I elaborate on a lot of this stuff, and then we'll go into the military part if time allots, okay? So this is a five-minute clip here. So I just it's a five-minute clip. I'm hoping they'll allow me to play it, okay? Here we go.
100 trillion. We're getting word from the HSBC's Chief of Technical Analysis. He just sent out a major warning. What is that warning? He says, unless the markets can take out their September highs, we could very well see a repeat of the 1987 crash. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average formed a head and shoulders top when it violated its neckline. We saw this back in 1987. It then failed to attempt to reclaim the neckline, which resulted in the market rolling over into the famous crash in 1987. We are seeing the same thing happen right now. We're seeing the same exact pattern. And we can see Murray Dunn, the chief of technical analysis, is saying that we're seeing the exact pattern today. And if it continues on, we will be in a crash scenario. And from looking at the 1987 crash, we're not that far off. It could happen at any moment. And we can see there's a lot of black swans that might be the catalyst that brings the economy down. Deutsche Bank for one. We know Germany is not making any plans to rescue the bank. Well, of course, that's what they're saying. This is what governments, central banks usually do. They tell you that we're not going to save the bank, we're not going to do anything for the bank, and then all of a sudden, they have this incredible plan to save the bank. Maybe this plan is the bail-ins. This is why Germany has been telling their people to prepare. Because they realize once this goes, this is going to be a complete disaster. And this is why everyone should get prepared. This is why everyone should get ready. You shouldn't sit there and wait and say, you know, I've been hearing about this for a long time, and yeah, I see things deteriorating, I see everything being manipulated, you know, the stock market's not real, but you know what, I'm not going to do anything. But you know when that time comes, you're going to wish you had. So whatever you need to get, I would start ramping up on those purchases. I would buy extra food, extra water, batteries, maybe lanterns, a weapon definitely, gold and silver as an insurance policy, cash on hand. Because as we know, when the system comes down, we're not just going to say, okay, get rid of your cash, throw it out the window, let me go grab the gold and silver. No, what happens is people still use cash. You don't use your gold and silver. You keep that someplace safe. Because what's going to happen during the crash, people are going to be running around. People are going to say, okay, I can't get my supplies. People are going to be rushing to the supermarkets. Look what happens during Christmas when they have Black Friday sales. And people run into Walmart just to get a laptop or maybe a DVD player or something ridiculous. They push people out of their way. They step on them. What do you think is going to happen when people have to go get food for their family, water for their family, stock up on supplies for their family? They're going to push and shove and beat people to get what they need. We see it in Venezuela. So when this happens, you're going to need cash because the stores are going to accept it. They will accept cash in the beginning. And of course, what we'll see as the system continually breaks down, the petrodollar implodes on itself, we're going to see inflation, of course. Because all those countries, they no longer need to hold the reserve currency. So those dollars will float back to the United States. We'll have a lot more currency floating around here, which will then make the inflation that the central bank wants so badly. But it will turn into hyperinflation. Things will go up rapidly. You use your paper money for this period of time. Because as the value declines and declines and declines, you want to get rid of it. Try to get whatever you can while you can get it. And then eventually, it'll be worth absolutely nothing. And then all you have left is what you've stored up, food, water, toiletries, your weapon, and your precious metals. Hopefully you have medicines just in case someone's sick. These are the things that you need to do, and it looks like we're getting closer and closer to that point.
See, they see it. You don't see it. You're too busy putting 20-inch tires on your car, 20-inch rims on your car. You're too busy on Facebook trying to get people to like you and trying to get people to be in your corner on your position, on your thoughts. You're too busy for that, to understand that the time that you used to know, you don't know no more. We're in a different stage of the judgment. And this thing is coming down, and the white man sees it, he knows it, he understands it, and it's being done for you, yet you are turning your, even those who claim to have knowledge themselves are turning their eyes because in some sort of way, they're in love with a system that has no love for them. Again, I ask you, when the lights go out, will you be ready? So you hear Dave from the F-22 report talks about the cash and how to have it on hand and then soon thereafter it'll be worthless and there will be hyperinflation. Muhammad says, but today the currency of America is not backed by any sound value, silver or gold. Now, Muhammad was talking about that before any of them talked about it. He says, the note today is something that the government declares they will give you the value in return but does not name what that value is. But they definitely are not bagging their currency up with gold and silver. They are bagging their currency up with the petrodollar. And what that is coming to an abrupt end. So Muhammad goes further and says, this is the number one fall. Number one fall of what? Of America. And it is very clear that the loss of the power of the American dollar means the loss of the financial power of America. What would happen since there is no sound backing for notes? We do not know. Then he goes on to talk about 12 months. Then he goes and says this right here. This means that we have 100% inflation. What could happen under 100% inflation? Your guess is as good as mine. Then Muhammad writes, the power of gold and silver was once abundant in America, but the touch of the finger of God against the power of so mighty a nation has now caused the crumbling and fall of America. This is what we're seeing, and the devil, they're telling you, they're screaming loud, the time has run out, it's running out, we have no recourse, we have no safety zone, we have no safety net. Muhammad told you the truth, and we promised you, and we lied to you. They're telling you these things now, because they see God usurping their authority. They want to put it all on the central banks, but it ain't the central banks causing this problem. It's that central power of the universe that is bringing this world to its knees. And that central power is God himself. I want you to listen to this clip here. This is 3 minutes. I know 3 minutes is on the clock, but you're going to give me a couple more minutes after that. You're going to give it to me. But I want you to listen to this and how they themselves have put a time limit on their collapse. And how they themselves see that they can't kick it down the road and they are at a dead end. And this is it. They can't extend it 40 years more, 30 years more, 20 years more. They can't do it. And it's only a matter of time before they get their comeuppance. Pay close attention.
When it looks like we're getting closer and closer to that point, Bridgewater, this company, is calculating that the central banks, well, they're running out of road. And we know they are running out of road, because they really haven't changed their policies. They've been keeping them steady. To get more power, to do extraordinary things, the central bank will need Congress to pass legislation. And for Congress to pass legislation to give more power to the central bank, what needs to happen? Because the central bank can't just go up to Congress and say, listen, we need more legislation here. We need to buy equities. We need to do other things. So can you just pass this along and vote on it? They're going to say absolutely not. What would be the purpose of this? The economy is recovering. So the central bank will need an event, and we said that this economy will come down in different phases. Phase one is to allow the central bank to receive more power. We saw it in 2008. They were allowed to do quantitative easing. They were allowed to buy up the toxic real estate. We saw all this happen before. This is nothing new. And we're going to see it again. So Ray Dalio's Bridgewater asked precisely the question, how much longer can this charade continue with the central bank? And they looked at the ECB, they looked at the Bank of Japan, they looked at the Fed, and they're saying if they continue on with their existing programs and they do nothing else, minimum 8 months more, maximum 24 months. So anything between this period. And we can see right now that doesn't give them much time to get everything going, because the other thing they need to worry about is what's happening on the other side of the world. With Deutsche Bank, they need to worry about what's happening in the Middle East, the threat to the petrodollar. It's not just one thing. This entire economic crash is made up of many different parts. And if one part slips away and breaks and causes a chain reaction, well, the whole system comes down. So they realize they have a certain period of time, and time is running out, because they're very nervous about something coming out of left field, right field. It doesn't matter. They don't want that to happen. They want to create the narrative. They want to bring it down, controlled by them, to allow the central bank to take on more control, to allow them to do more in the economy. I mean, will it work once they do this? No, absolutely not. The underlying factors of the economy will continue to fail. They'll keep the illusion alive,
But they know this will only keep people happy for a certain period of time, because more and more people will be losing their job and things will be going south for many people. And this is where phase two comes in. And we can see right now we're approaching phase one of this collapse.
So, brothers and sisters, this is where I wanted to leave today's show so that we can replay these last three clips on the next show, because I want to take that into the geopolitical part so that you can understand how it's interconnected. You heard what he said. All of these things are interconnected. If one thing goes bad, the whole system breaks bad, right? And he says that they're nearing the end of the road. Well, according to the definition of the from the Free Dictionary, the words and the phrase "the end of the road" means the place where the road stops, the end of the route. Isn't that something? The finality of your movement. Is that not? So we're looking at the finality of white supremacy. We're looking at the end of Yakub's world. We're looking at the fall of America. We're looking at the rise of the black world under the dominion of the true God, who has come to usher in a new world, a new way of thought, a new school of learning, a new way of life, predicated on freedom, justice, and equality of brotherhood and sisterhood for all of us who qualify to be in such world. Brothers and sisters, with an undying love and passion for the upliftment, liberation, and redemption of 68 million of our kind, first here in America, then the billions around the globe. Always know that your little brother Rashid Muhammad loves you, but my love always pales in comparison to the love of Almighty God, Allah, in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, his messenger, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the mighty, mighty, mighty Nation of Islam. Brothers and sisters, please go and donate to the Hiram's 1555 blog, and also support the Health Blaze at thehealthblaze.com, a black one-stop shop for all of your personal needs. Go over there, visit, like it, and support it. With an undying love for you all, brothers and sisters, to the casket drop and to the hole that's covered, I love you, and until we next meet again, stay strong, stay straight, but above all, stay true to the cause.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.
Said I like the moon I miss. Day to day the roads we take. Hope is now with.
When your customers call, the last thing you want them to hear is this.
Please hold. Your call is important to us.
Introducing OneTalk from Verizon. Now your desk phone and smartphone can work together on one number, so customers can find you wherever work takes you. And you can put your customers first, not on hold. Click the banner to learn more about OneTalk and see why more small businesses choose Verizon. Because in business, better matters. OneTalk capable desk phone must be purchased from Verizon to support some of these features. Results based on third-party study. When your customers call, the last thing you want them to hear is this.
Please hold. Your call is important to us.
Introducing OneTalk from Verizon. Now your desk phone and smartphone can work together on one number, so customers can find you wherever work takes you. And you can put your customers first, not on hold. Click the banner to learn more about OneTalk and see why more small businesses choose Verizon. Because in business, better matters. OneTalk capable desk phone must be purchased from Verizon to support some of these features. Results based on third-party study.